There's no place I'd rather be.
You asked him about how scientists are attempting to impose limits on society because of climate change.
I don't think you can impose limits on science because the very nature of Homo sapiens is that he is an inquisitive, she is an inquisitive species. And therefore, our wish to explore, to understand, to develop our ideas is absolutely innate in a way that it isn't anywhere else. So you can't control science. So to some extent, you actually have to control the effects of science. And clearly, if we really are to combat climate change, and if it is truly anthropocentric, which it seems, then a key thing is to have society on side. Without that, we fail. We have to, you know, the implications are we need to change behaviour. So there has to be a recognition that we do need to communicate much better with society. And also, at the same time, not necessarily trust governments that may have other agendas. So, for example, governments tend to have a short-term agenda, so it might be well within the interest of a particular government to say, well, we're not going to take much action with regard to climate change. We've seen this very clearly in Copenhagen, of course. We saw it at Kyoto as well, where governments, out of self-interest for the government, really, essentially, as much as for the nation which they represent, would take a strong view that this is something they're not going to do because it would put up taxation or change the economic value of what they're doing.
An advanced civilization first learns to develop technology but may never have the intelligence to control technology and will always wipe itself out.
I think I'm more optimistic than to believe that technology is going to wipe us out. In the history of mankind, we've continued to improve our lot using technology, and we've managed to control the worst aspects of it. I think climate change will be another example of where we're able to do that. And there are all sorts of indications that that may be possible now. For example, the Royal Society has recently published its view on geoengineering, for example, how you might control that by carbon capture. I mean, a lot of it's pretty fanciful stuff, but nonetheless, those technologies are developing so quickly in many of our universities that it would be quite inexcusable not to take them seriously. I think one has to. And I think it's likely that somewhere we'll hit the button.
What about medical subjects?
Well, that's really interesting. I've avoided that, haven't I? Yeah. Medical things. I mean, I've avoided that in this conversation. But I'm pretty hard on medicine in this book. I argue that medicine, which I wouldn't be without, has also been a force for less good. For example, if you look at our mishandling of the immune system, using antibiotics in children, for example, and avoiding infection, we've certainly increased the risk of asthma. And it may well be that juvenile diabetes, for example, is much more common as a result of our failure to address the immune consequences. And there may be other diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, which are in that line as well. I don't think we really understand enough about autoimmune diseases, for example, which are very important. But it's possibly true that many of them are a product.
bring you 10-ton girl to this homegrown rain. Bonafide, what you hear, tis the sound of pain. But the pain leads to gain, so we dare not stagnate. We elevate to that next state, motion divine. Glisten like crystal ball and stand tall with this knowledge and overstanding. Enterprise landing, bringing them new brands above. Yes, we come proper, we potencies. Ain't no blood in my body, it's liquid soul in my vein. I dance on the tin line, the sane and the brains, and it's all crisp. Once I get neatly in the cipher, trap like Pitney to the pipe of the pine. As this natural mystic blows through the air, these lessons of life become crystal clear. Position of my vision is idle. Separating sharks from the blessed is vital. Now I can smell a rat coming from a mile round the corner. One time I warn y'all, twice you catch cough, no, we won't stop with you, D. You satanics, you fools can't recruit me. Not now, while the movements for mech, typhoons through. Strong echoes dry them or still coast through. Movements for mech, typhoons brew. Strong echoes dry them or still coast through. Left, right, left. Right. I slap the bacon out your mouth, dance upon your sonic. Rolling with our regiment. God bless army. How the hell you're going to stop this tide from steady coming? Running kitchen tune with the element. Set speed, we proceed. Traction for action, hot 125. Government moves get last to decide. Too rank, too snide now. All that they try to disguise, I can still recognize. Devil works when I see it. We got disciples, keep we got friends. Always had a hate for what that we got to defend. A fiend for that crack, ain't no one to tax. We might run home and smoke a brown bag of seed. Best believe that these times is treacherous. And I know not how else I'm supposed to act, but stand close to close the roots fight. See me get in debt with that two-step shuffle. Haggling out pursuit for the cause. Raining with that roots tight terror. Figuring on your weak hearty error. We build, move, improve that we don't suffer fools. Movements for mech, typhoons brew. Strong ankles dry, them or still coast through. Movements for mech, typhoon through. Strong ankles dry, them or still coast through. Left, right, left, right. Left, right, left, right, right. Movements for mech, typhoons through. Strong ankles dry, them or still coast through. Movements for mech, typhoons through. Strong ankles dry, them or still coast through. Left, right, left, right, left, right.
This is Cooney Cobb Radio. Listen to The Normal Show. Thank you to Ian and Taylor for Roman Radio. They're back in 2 weeks.
Music is what it's all about. I love it just like you love it. That's why you're here. I'm here because I love to play. You don't come, I can't play, and I love to play. So, we don't want to make too many speeches because it's all about the music. You just heard a hardcore sequence of hot shot dubplates from down Jamaica way. Right about now, we're going to start to change the pace and change the style. During the course of the night, we switch and we swap and we ride around the track together. Bam 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 b
You know, I had a fight with Bush one time, and my jaw made him deal cards left-handed for 3 months.
On Toe Blake and the Powerful Canadiens.
This guy's got to have a terrific thing going for him with Wrigley's chewing gum. And he should win an Emmy Award, because how can he stay serious behind that bench the way those Canadians go? Red Sullivan and Milt Schmidt said if they were running this club, they'd open the gate and say, sick 'em.
And on the educational pursuits of modern-day players.
The young fellas today are reading the Wall Street Journal, where we were reading comic books.
One of Canada's finest comedians, Johnny Wayne, is also a hockey buff.
A very hot fan was approached, and he was asked, what do you think is more important, sex or hockey? And he thought for a long time, and then he said, field hockey or ice hockey?
Jack Adams, general manager of Detroit, liked to kid Foster about being partial to the Leafs.
When I used to go home, my wife would say, well, what's so-and-so? Foster said so-and-so. I said, what game were you listening to? That wasn't the game we were playing in, I'll tell you that.
Former Ranger coach Phil Watson was amused at his goalie's remarks on the eve of a trip to Europe in a series of exhibition games overseas.
Just a little story on Gump Worsley. You know what he said to me just the other day again? He says, Phil, he said, the first shot that I'm going to get in my belly, the burgundy is going to come up right out of my ear. What a happy story.
Check it, you're listening to the Norman on Kootenai Cobb Radio. Hope you're enjoying the show tonight. It's coming up now, 10:23 on your Thursday evening. Hope you're enjoying it. 352-3706 in the studio. KootenaiCobbRadio.com, the website, of course. Till midnight with the Norman. Keep it here with Kootenai Cobb Radio.
Rock.
Sounds of the Norm L.
Thanks. Now I'm up in the courts, pleading my case from the witness box. Telling the judge and the jury the same thing that I said to the cops. On the day that I got arrested, I'm innocent, I protested. She just feels rejected. Had a heart broken by someone she's obsessed with. Cause she likes the sound of my music. She makes her a fan of my music. So why love goes down, makes her lose it. She can't separate the man from the music. The eyes fixed on me like a murderer. And I'm saying all this in the stand. And this is making me nervous. This has got bigger than I ever could have planned. Courts pleading my case from the witness box, telling the judge and the jury the same thing that I said to the cops. On the day that I got arrested, I'm innocent, I protested. She just feels rejected. Had a heart broken by someone she's obsessed with. Cause she likes the sound of my music. She makes her a fan of my music. So why love goes down, makes her lose it. Cause she can't separate the man from the music. The eyes fixed on me like a murderer's. And I'm saying all this in the stand. This is making me nervous. This has got bigger than I ever could have planned.
Cooney Corp Radio.
Yo, 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 yo
CJLY.
Section of body, which were dubbed homeotic from a Greek word meaning similar, or Hox genes. Hox genes answered the question of how billions of embryonic cells, all arising from a single fertilized egg and carrying identical DNA, know where to go and what to do, that this one should become a liver cell, this one a stretchy neuron. It won't have escaped your attention that genes have been commonly implicated in any number of human frailties. Exultant scientists have at various times declared themselves to have found the genes responsible for obesity, schizophrenia, homosexuality, criminality, violence, alcoholism, even shoplifting and homelessness. In fact, we now know, almost nothing about you is so accommodating as simple. For the most part, our fate and comfort, and even our eye color, are determined not by individual genes, but by complexes of genes working in alliance. That's why it's so hard to work out how it all fits together, and why we won't be producing designer babies anytime soon. The genome, as Eric Landry...
Okay, hope you're enjoying the show. It's the Normal Show here on Kootenai Co-op Radio. Of course, comes next week will be Tyler. He'll be up in the slot 10 till 12 Thursday nights, as always, the Normal. Thanks again to the show before Roman Radio, and of course, after me is After Dark with Jay, and maybe a special guest, who knows? Anyway, so keep it locked here to CJOY, Kootenai Co-op Radio. Live in the studio, Nelson, BC.
Away. There it is. Right on this position here. Straight ahead in between the tree. There it is again. Watch. Straight ahead off my flashlight there. So there it is.
Oh, yeah, I see it too. there?
Sarah.
Sarah who?
Sarah Doctor in the house. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mary.
Mary who?
Merry Christmas to all. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Atch.
Achoo!
Yes, sir. Go on over, country cousin, and sing us our number one chart song. Turkey.
You're listening to Cooney Co-op Radio. The show. Show is the normal. Radio.
familiar with history should be surprised that the growing democratic deficit in the United States is accompanied by declaration of messianic missions to bring democracy to a suffering world. Declarations of noble intent by systems of power are rarely complete fabrication, and the same is true in this case. Under some conditions, forms of democracy are indeed acceptable. Abroad, as the leading scholar advocate of democracy promotion concludes, we find a strong line of continuity. Democracy is acceptable if and only if it is consistent with strategic and economic interests, Thomas Carruthers. In modified form, the doctrine holds at home as well. The basic dilemma facing policymakers is sometimes candidly recognized.
We'll be right back.
more uncomfortable for Washington is the fact that the Sino-Saudi relationship has developed dramatically, including Chinese military aid to Saudi Arabia and gas exploration rights for China. By 2005, Saudi Arabia provided about 17% of Chinese oil imports. Chinese and Saudi oil companies have signed deals for drilling and construction of a huge refinery, with ExxonMobil as a partner.
I'm just checking in as you're checking this out. Hope you are enjoying the show tonight. The Norman, of course, Cooney Car Radio.
We'll be right back. starts moving over to the microphone. The crowd are beginning to react. There's a tremendous roar from the crowd as the two meet. And Bailey puts his arm around Shore, and everything is fine. The crowd are really enjoying this reunion after a terrible incident that happened in Boston.
A hockey first took place in St. Louis in 1935. Scotty Bowman of the St. Louis Eagles was awarded the first penalty shot in NHL history.
Here we go. Bowman skating up, goes in, shoots, he scores!
In 1935, the kid line of the Leafs finished 1-2-3 atop the Canadian Division scoring race. At times, they were almost unstoppable.
Oh yeah, Kuna Co-op Radio, hope you're enjoying this. This is Eveson. Played one of his tunes earlier on too. Keep it here, 93.5 FM. Nelson, BC.
salary and culture. Digital soundboy, original soldier. Send for a trademark, breakage roller. When we release the low note, no, it's over. Trust me, by a pure bass weight. Heavy 808 to make the place shake. If you're focused, you can see the speaker pulsate. 30 hertz to your chest, it'll increase your pulse rate. Vibration, set the bass real low, send for 10 ton. 1 million kilo, did your boy pop patrol? You should know how we roll. Shoot to make the car for hijack, fall for reload. Too dangerous, me too sharp. Pass to a dance, leave a sound boy smart. Sound the alarm, a spouse, we all have smart.
Bipedalism, or walking upright on two legs, is a demanding and risky strategy. It means refashioning the pelvis into a full load-bearing instrument. To preserve the required strength, the birth canal must be comparatively narrow. This means a lot of pain for any birthing mother, and a greatly increased danger of fatalities to mother and baby both. and while the baby, therefore, is still helpless. This means long-term infant care, which in turn implies solid male-female bonding. All this is problematic enough when you are the intellectual master of the planet, but when you are a small, vulnerable Australopithecine with a brain about the size of an orange, the risk must have been enormous. So why did Lucy and her kind come down from the trees and out of the forests? Probably they had no choice. The slow rise of the Isthmus of Panama had cut the flow of waters from the Pacific into the Atlantic, diverting warming currents away from the Arctic and leading to the onset of an exceedingly sharp ice age in northern latitudes. In Africa, this would gradually turn jungle into savanna. But stepping out onto the open savanna also clearly left the early hominids much more exposed. Nearly every large animal you can care to name is stronger, faster, and toothier than us. Faced with attack, modern humans have only two advantages. We have a good brain, with which we can devise strategies, and we have hands with which we can fling or brandish hurtful objects. All the elements would appear to have been in place for the rapid evolution of a potent brain, and yet that seems not to have happened. For over 3 million years, Lucy and her fellow Australopithecines scarcely changed at all. What is stranger still is that we now know that for about 1 million years, they lived alongside other early hominids who used tools. Yet the Australopithecines never took advantage of this useful technology.
Thank you.
A playoff game at the Forum produced the longest overtime game in hockey history. The Detroit Red Wings met the Maroons in a game that ended at 2:25 in the morning when Mud Bruneteau, participating in his first playoff game, scored the winner.
The Red Wings move up towards the Montreal line. Head Kilray takes the puck. Shifts to the left. Alan Shields trying to head him off. Kilray loses control of the puck. It dribbles over towards Mud Bruneteau. Comes tearing in. Bruneteau takes a crack at it.
Harwood recalls an amusing sidelight to the action on the ice.
All year, in the previous Hondas, always appeared to us as though they wanted to speak on the microphone. They would have been thrilled if you passed the microphone. No matter how much Elmer Ferguson and I tried to put a microphone in front of the people who seemed to have wanted to talk all year, they just froze up and couldn't say a word.
While his sidekick Elmer Ferguson remembers that doing that broadcast was thirsty work for a hard-working reporter.
We were sitting there, I remember, about 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, this is extremely thirsty work. It would be nice if we had a beer. And a friend of mine who lived just around the corner, the late Dave O'Leary, lived in an apartment just around the corner on Sherbrooke Street, who was listening to the game. And very shortly after came a young man who had been allowed in at London for the parcel of beer.
We're wrapping up the normal here. Cooney Cop Radio After Dark up next. 12 midnight. Keep it Cooney Cop Radio.
Top-notch hockey players on one line. Now we have a hard time having one. In other words, it's an individual now, like Bobby Hull, Emma Hoffman, whoever you want to pick on. And
this league and everybody in my body.
Come on, come on, drop, drop, ship, ship, back, back.